Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and power the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
Please be seated. We have this subject before us this evening. Walking in financial ownership. Anytime you hear the word ownership, it has to do with your birthright. Your rightful right. It has to do with your portion. It has to do with your allocation. It has to do with your divine allocation, not just physical allocation, but spiritual location. It has to do with land ownerships. From the beginning of the month, you could hear me say, anytime God wants to bless a man, first He give him a land. He give the man a land. Your wealth is proportional to the measurement of your land. Your wealth can be measured or can be valued to the space of your land. But if you study the Bible very carefully, you will observe something. Anytime God gives His children land, they use their hand to walk out of the land. I will explain that. You will understand something, that anytime God gives the children of Israelite land, they use their hand to sin against God, and they will lose the land. In other words, sin is the enemy of ownership. Sin is the enemy of ownership. For you to walk in ownership means you are walking in a realm where you don't beg or borrow. Financial ownership realm is a realm where if there is no one making it in your family, you will be the one to break the record. Because the book of 2 Chronicles, where I say we should read, you can see that men lost their land And not only did they lose their land at a point in time started working against them. Anytime the land starts working against an individual, then there is a challenge. Number one, when land starts working against individual, that is when we start seeing rejection. Everybody literally reject you. You ask yourself, did I do anything wrong? I mean, is there anything following me? It's because the land have rejected you. It was on this experience God gave a direct answer to the people and said, even if you find yourself in that desolate environment where land rejected you, he said, but there is a way out. Then the Bible said, if my people who are called by my name, don't forget, the day you got born again, automatically you are called by the name of Jesus. You not belong to the family. You not belong to the royal priest family. Now, if my people who are called by my name, now here come humility. Lord, I am humbled. The land have rejected me. I've sold my car. I sold my house. I can no longer send my children to school. Lord, I am broken. I'm humble. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, it's one thing to pray, it's another thing to seek. Many people pray, but they don't seek. Many people worship, but they don't seek the Lord. Anyone can stand up and pray, but he's not seeking. You can pray because I mandated you to take the opening prayer. You can pray because I mandated you to take the prayer section, but you know that your heart is far. You have a weakness in the house. To seek is, the word seek is to search. The word seek is to search, is to find. If I said, where is the offering box for somebody who doesn't worship yet? He could probably say the offering box will be in the church. But somebody who worship here will say, when you get into the hall, look up your direction. Left and right, you will find two. These people over time have taken their time to seek where that boss is. So they don't need to think about where the boss is so they can direct you. I will explain deeper. Many people sin, but their heart is not connected. Do I have a weakness for that? Many people pray. If I say, let's pray now, all of us will be, vibrating, chanting, ranking. Maybe out of 30 people, only one person is actually seeking. I will explain to that. The woman with the issue of blood who encountered Jesus in the public, remember, she was not the only one that knew Jesus. Many people also saw Jesus passing. Many people also tried to intercept Jesus on his way, but nothing happens to them. The woman seek Jesus. To seek is to be prepared. To seek is to be desperate. To seek is to dedicate all of you. To seek is to re-coordinate. And the Bible said that woman, by the virtue of her seeking, desperation, she was able to touch the edge of his garments, and behold, boom, the miracle. One reason among others why people go to church every day but no turnaround is because they pray but they don't seek. I will explain. Bible talks about Matthew 6 verses or thereabout. It said, when you want to pray to your father, he said, shut the door. Means that there are people who, by virtue of distraction, they are not permitted to pray in the open, but they will be distracted. I will explain. There are people in the church, anytime they say pray, they don't close their eyes. They are distracted. Do have a witness to that? You can't be praying to your heavenly father, your eyes are open. What are you looking for? You're already distracted. Praying to God is a sacred thing. That number one, your spirit must arouse. Number two, the engine of your spirit, which is your soul, must be awake, must be running. I will explain. If you have a vehicle, for example, and it's winter, for those of us that have traveled around the world to nations that have winters, remember, if you on the ignition of your car and you put your, you know, your air conditioner or whatever you call a heater on the heat, you know, it will be breaking out heat if your air condition, I mean, if the ignition is not on. But after a while, it will cut. I will explain. But if you start the vehicle and turn on the heater, it will run as long as you want it to run. But if the vehicle is not on, you just, I mean, if the vehicle is not running, but you just on it, the dashboard light is on, but it's not running, after a while, we go off. This is what happened in the church. Some people come to the church, they on their lights, but their spirit is not running. All right, I will explain to you. A sister that is sharing tears during worship does not mean she's connected. I will explain to you. That song might be touching her emotionally. That song might be reminding her of her brokenness with her boyfriend yesterday. But now, I mean, as you are, the moment the song gets to her, tears is rolling, you are saying, oh God, thank you. All right, we will explain. We will explain. We have a lot to explain today. We will explain Tyre. We will explain Tyre. All right. We are going to dig it one by one, but we have been talking this morning. But we will explain. A brother is kneeling down while worship is going on does not mean he is actually kneeling down to God. He is kneeling down there, right there, because Brother Paul gave him 1,000 to buy bread outside. I will explain. So there are a lot of deception that your tears really does not move God. Because in the first place, our tears are not genuine. Not genuine. a sister lifting up her hands, O ye gates. And she's always speaking in tongues. Tongues that men can't interpret. Even the Holy Spirit cannot understand. Just because landlord told her that she only have 3 more days to move out of the premises, she came to the service and lifted up her hands. You will say, God, thank you for moving. God is not moving. I will explain. But if my people that are called by my name, so there are names that spirit call men. I will return back to that. But there are names that God called his people. And any day God call you by that name, you don't hear the voice, then you must return back and know that something is wrong. Many of us today, when you ask, when last did you hear your name in the realm of the spirit? No wonder. Anytime you are sleeping, you see yourself playing ball with your name. But God is saying from his word that the children lost the land, but there is a level of brokenness. There is a level of connection for those who are called by my name. And the Bible said the name of the Lord is what? A strong tower. So, Holy Spirit, help me. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are preserved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved. Give me the word preserved. Walk with me. May there be born again with me tonight. Means that for you to be called by the name of God, there must be some element of purity in you. Purity. There must be some element of holiness in you. For you to run with the name of Jesus and be covered under the strong towers of the Almighty and have that level of security. Because it's only those who are righteous that can hear the name. Let me explain further. When the prodigal son rebelled against the father, during the season of rebellion's season, he didn't hear any word from his father anymore. All he keeps saying is, Father, I don't need to hear your word. You hear my own word. The father said, okay, I've heard your word. At the word, here is your share. Here is your portion. When the guy squandered all that money in club, the highest club here is, what's the name of it? Huh? Cubana. Where? Volcano. I hope there's no volcano. Volcano will not come here. I saw one, Aquilos. Eh? Which one is the highest? Cubana. The guy went to the Cubana of his days. He met the slain queens of the island. They helped him to invest the money in a bank of never to withdraw. We'll come to that and explain. they help you to change the money in the economy of those days, and they help him to save the money. So when it was time, the guy realized that, oh boy, my account has turned to 1 million. Very soon I'll be empty. His brain started resetting. He tried putting a phone call through back home. Nobody could answer them, because for you to hide under a store, there must be a voice that will communicate to you every morning. Adam gave us a very clear illustration in the garden. The Bible said, at the cool of the day, the Elohim will appear and have a fellowship with him. That was a man. That was not God. So he had ear to hear. Not just the physical ear. He has spiritual antenna. Many of us, the level of muko that have stored into our spiritual ear, one tipper cannot carry it. As a matter of fact, even if wind is blowing, you can't hear. But this is what the scripture said. I'm diverting too much and I don't want to take you too far. If my people, who are God's people, people who even in their falling, they still go to church. Even in their falling, they still recognize what we call the things of God. Even in their falling, sometimes they still come back to their consciousness and say, I must be in church this Sunday. You know what that means? It means that there is no sin that is too big that God cannot clean. Okay, someone did not hear that. There is no sin that is too deep that Jesus cannot pull you out from. There is no sin that is too deep that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse you from it. There is no sin that is too deep that the blood of he who died and on the third day and he rose again, and you want to see, my sin is too much that Jesus, the blood of Jesus, can't cleanse me. You lie. Because there was no son, there was no man he could use as a substitute. That is why he sent the son. If my people that are called, this is where we are dwelling today. You see, I'm taking about 20 minutes to deal on this subject. If my people that are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face. To seek is to put away every distraction. To seek is to put aside food. To seek is to put aside water. And said, Jesus or nothing more. Jesus or nothing else. Many of us here, the day I will ask you to pray, not only will you eat the physical, you first of all eat the dream. I will explain. Many of us here, the day pastor will say, let's fast, we wake up with a very hot stomach. That is the day you want to eat early. God, we understand. You are not seeking him. To seek is to do away with your phone. Do you know the distraction of Facebook? We are also launching our own. I hope we are not causing much distraction to the world. Sometimes just a flip. I just want to check SMS. Before I realize I'm almost spending 5 minutes, the spirit has to tell me, my friend, will you? You will brass Facebook as long as your battery is alive. You will know that 2 hours is gone. You are not doing anything useful. Just a flip, you are watching video. This country have come to a level whereby even if you don't have food in the house, Facebook will entertain you until you later realize that there's no garri in this house. When you see a lot of comments, you see people say, if not for Facebook, with the suffering of the land, with the bad leaders, only God knows. Some will say depression would have killed them. They are so addicted to it. You don't only fast away food, you fast away social media, you fast away your phone, so that you can seek the face of God. God is everywhere, but God will not speak to you everywhere. I will explain to you. God is even in the marketplace, but God will not speak to you in a noisy place. If my people that are called by my name, when last did you play a melody song and your voice is connected to your heart? This is why when we come to the presence of God, we ask God to shut every doors of distraction. Because you might not have the next day opportunity to be in His presence. I will explain. The guy who died in the water never saw it coming. But the spirit tried to relay the message to him. But his physical man was deaf. I will explain. He could not understand. I mean, he could not hear the voice of his maker. How many of us once had a dream, but when the thing now happened in the real life, we now say, oh, it is because your spiritual tenor is blocked. I'm not saying when you get home, go and took got the body of this guy here. So it's very important for us to pray. Not just pray because pastor said we should pray, but pray and look up to the cross. When you are able to connect with the cross, when you return back from that journey, even you will know. There was a dangerous prayer point I said we should pray here. I said, God, rotate the land. Reshare the land. Those who really pray that prayer genuinely, I tell you the truth, including myself, I really see God sharing the land. A God is not a weak God. The people are weak. Let's have the screen back. Let's have the scripture back. pray and seek my face. Not just seeking, and tomorrow you are returning back to your fornication. There must be that brokenness. Lord, I know that this is who I am. I know I have done a lot of shit before you. God, help me. I promise you I will return back. Not just made promise. We must come to that level of our life where we hate sin. A lot of people don't preach about holiness anymore. Because we live in a time and season where people don't feel remorse. Let me go deeper on that. A sister can leave his boyfriend's house after all the nonsense that were done at night. She won't take her bath. She will wear the same stuff in the night, wearing the next day morning. Wear the same everything. Return to church the next day morning, pick up the microphone and say, God is good. This is why we have a lot of polluted altars that can't respond in the days of challenges. They have polluted a whole lot of altars. A whole lot. A whole lot. Many altars have been polluted, and if the head over that commission don't see beyond his nose, there is a danger ahead. There is a danger. One of the dangers, in no time from that moment, the spirit of immorality will start eating the people. I will explain to that. We live in a time and season where people are scared to entrust their daughter to leaders of the church. It is this spirit that built that experience. They are not able to control themselves anymore. Choir master is having an affair with choir mistress. Both of them will resume the same time. Say hallelujah. Don't get me wrong. If you are married, you have license to that. Turn away from your sin, man. I'm not going back to my vomit. This is why God don't have regard for a sinner. As a matter of fact, the Bible said, your prayer is an abomination to God. We will come back to the blessing, but let me teach you what can take men away from their land. Sin. I give you a physical example. Have you seen a young guy? He was doing well. Let me explain deeper. The guy impregnated a young lady. And when the heat became too much on him, he ran away from the community. He abandoned his room. He now went and be squatting with one of his friends. What just happened? He just loses land. The same way that happened in the realm of the spirit. When men live on the opposite side of how God wants them to live, you see the angel of judgment. If they don't confess their sin, God gave us a clear explanation what happened in the Garden of Eden. when they were driven out, and God said, I don't want you to return back to your land. An angel were placed there. Never again. Not just in case you see them returning back. You see this sword with fire. Remove your head. Sin disconnect men from their ownership. Sin. I know a lot of people will say, but you know, Papa is not easy to live a life that may commit a sin. How many of us are thinking that way? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Don't be shy. We are here. This is Bible study. I'm working with time. We have 25 minutes. I mean, 21 minutes. To live a sin-free life is possible. It's possible. Number one, don't envy what you don't have. You will live a very peaceful life for yourself. Never you borrow what you don't have. It's just like I say, Pastor Joseph will now say, Papa, let me borrow this your car. I want to get to Lekki and come back. He had just created typhoid, malaria, all the thinking of the world upon himself. I will explain. When you stress your desire, you have great room for the devil to give you the second option. Let me break it down. When you stress your desire, this is why it's advisable when you see a beautiful lady walking down the street, don't look at her more than once. Even if you come in contact with her, just walk and go. Because the moment you turn your back, one, second, then the next thing you will see, your desire will be stressed. And when you stress your desire towards that lady, the devil will give you option two. Option two is either you want to take some step backwards. I think I can do it now. Let me go and ask for phone number. I think I can. Let me try. And I love the devil. He has been around for a very long time. He's an old guy. The devil was also minister to the system. Maybe you just collected your salary, 100,000. I would say, you two, you are not looking bad. You exchange number. You have stretched your desire for her, and you know that your income cannot even carry that system. That night alone, you will never sleep. Because the sister said, let's meet at Mega Chicken the next day. Mega Chicken the next day, that's that one first outing. 30-something thousand. Maybe she's coming with her friend. And your salary is just 100,000. From that 100,000, from that 100,000, you will keep 35,000 for transport. This is why you see a lot of people, what has not earned, they are writing letters. Give us some payment in advance, manager. Because there is a problem. let's not go deeper. I'm talking to the single brothers now. I'm talking to the single brothers. So it's very important that we need to check and scrutinize why single brother is requesting for advance salary when the month has not ended. You must understand that something has changed hand. Desire has been stretched over time. In order for the brother to please the sister, He go out of his budget. Take more. No, it's okay. Take more. The brother is drinking only water. Sister is eating. Can I talk to somebody tonight? The sister, they say, you know, you are so nice. When I was coming here, I told my auntie that I stay with, that I will show her your picture. Really? I even told her that when I'm coming, I'll bring takeaway for her. Go and take takeaway. The brother keep logging into the bank app to see the balance. Little sweat. When desire is stretched, the devil give you second option. So it's better. When you know where you are going, you know what is in your pocket. When you see the sister, face your Oshodi. Face your Oshodi. You know why I don't go to all these, even if I you can never see me come down from there. Because the sister, they know what they are doing. The other day I said, okay, mommy, you know what? You be home. Let me just branch by and check somewhere about them. See sisters. I see men stressing their desire, paying for what they did not plan, but the people were there. And the sister, this is a deliberate act from the sister. Even my change, I collected my change. When I got home, I told mommy, I said, I will never visit that place. We live in a time where sisters know that the moment they are able to capture your heart and stretch you, you will want to please them. That is what they do in those areas. Nothing. You ask them, why are you not wearing this? They are also human, but they feel it. Distraction of the last day. You that work with the vehicle, you will soon see them. When they don't have money to pay you, they will open something for you at the back to stretch your desire. You will look at the mirror at the middle. I will explain that later. Because they want to stretch your desire so that you can have second option. Second option to say, can I have your number? Don't worry. Anytime you want to go out, I'll come and take it for free. They want one man have gone down. One man down. Thank you. All these my daughters. Now why I want to book a marriage, may they not send me. They'll say one man down. That is when you now see men. You will now start putting password on them. Your wife don't know your password. I love the new generational gadget. The man don't need to put password. They just put the phone on his eye like this. Why is none? Phone open. All the secrets. But if my people that are called by my name, help me be there. I know you don't want me to go today, but I've been talking this morning. We'll go very soon. Are we born again? This He is the platform in which God can hear our cry. His ears are not deaf that he cannot hear us. But if we are able to meet this requirement, number one, brokenness. Number two, sick. Number three, you turn from our sin. You understand what I mean? You know, there are people that will offend you. The way they will tell you sorry, sir, you will know that this one, they don't mean it. And you will know. They say sorry, but you just know this one. Is that how you tell me? I say sorry, Joe. That is not what the Bible is saying. This is the secret David got. Anytime he sinned against God, poison, cry, he will. In fact, he is the one that will be listing the punishment God will give to him. Grievous punishment. You know, it happens in our real life. Anytime your child offends you, he knows that he has done something wrong in the house. He now went and used his hand to bring cane and give to you to flog. You look at that child. Are you okay? Your conscience will do that. You don't want to flog your child. The same thing happened with David. The kind of sin that man committed. Before God will call his name, he has already poured ashes on himself. My God. God will say, which guy will say about this? He understood something. The heart of God beat for his children. We'll discuss about that next time. If you are genuinely saying, I'm sorry to God, God will not stand you going through any grievous punishment. He said, when men get to this place, he said, I, the Lord, I will forgive you and I will remember these sins no more when you get here. This is just one verse we are dealing with since. But literature readers, they will come here just read. It's so deep, eh? The deep. This is why I want you to be student of God's word. You know, those days in the village, you know how they break melon? So you need to put scripture down. They break and smother. The word of God is deeper than what you are reading here. It's deeper. He said, when men have come to the realization of their sin, and there is this high level of brokenness. He said, now, on that note, anything you say, he said, I, the Lord, I will hear from heaven. Number one, I will forgive. Because without forgiveness, no blessing. Without forgiveness, no restoration. Forgiveness is the key that opens all doors. I remember those days. We were still growing as a little child. Anytime we messed up, our mother would cook. We'll be seeing the food, but we can't get close. because there is this long case somewhere. She has dished the food. We can smell the food. We can see the food. But they're not born you where, may you go touch the food. Until we are able to obtain mercy from maybe our neighbor. Our neighbor will now say, Mama Osaro, leave these children. I made them eat. Leave them. You said, why are you going? She's trying to plead for mercy. Now, when forgiveness step in, the next thing we hear, what you going to carry your food? Without forgiveness, no restoration. Without forgiveness, no blessing. Without forgiveness, your lost allocation will not be reallocated to you. I will explain. Let me celebrate my wife. You look beautiful tonight. As you grow in age, you become more beautiful. I wish to take you to the moon someday and do honeymoon there. Yes, Elon Musk is designing a vehicle that goes to space, like a normal traveling vehicle. Just that no mommy will not go. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. What happened? The land of ownership that we are taken by sin. I will heal. Let me search the phone. The prophet in First King Elijah, when a land is sick, if you find it, you can read from him. When a land is sick. First King 1:18 or thereabout. When the people came to Elijah and complained about the land. This second king or somewhere king. Anytime a land is sick, nothing works. You get what I'm saying? Anytime a land is sick, it does not produce its fruits. Second King, thank you. This is what happened to when sin ravaged a city. He said, the men of the city said to Elijah, look, our Lord, this town is well situated. It's not about where the town is. It's about the sharing formula of the land. This town is well situated. It means that the town is exposed to all kind of opportunities. Men of influence are in the land. Noblemen are in the land. But as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive. Next verse. This is what Elijah have to say. He said, bring me a new bowl, he said, and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Verse the next verse. Then he went out to the spring and throw the sword into it and say, this is what the Lord say, I've healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive. So you see, land can be cursed. When land are cursed, nothing happens. The only thing that can bring men out of that situation, remember now, they cry to Elijah, brokenness. We acknowledge that you are a true prophet, but we have a challenge, brokenness. All this idea of not listening to authority is the reason why you are in that situation for a long time. All this mindset, what does it teach that I can't teach? What does it say that I can't say? What does it preach that I can't preach? What is this singing that I can't sing? The reason why you are in that circle. What does he know that I don't know? The same thing happened to women, especially the wife. Don't be too familiar, especially when the hand of God is upon your man, the pastor, your husband. A woman was dying for many years, and the husband is the pastor. The husband comes to church and pray for everybody they got here, except the wife. Let me go deeper a little bit. The wife see the man as the man. You know what I mean? Papa and boy, what do you say? Preach about the grass. He went for she went to the hospital for dialysis and was confirmed to a certain disease. And the next Sunday, a certain family in their church came out to testify how God used the husband to heal them from that same disease. The woman, all through that Sunday, she didn't stand up, she didn't say amen. She was angry to herself. So this man can actually heal people and me and die. She didn't wait to even share the grace. You know, she just walked out, get into her car, and went and prepared for the man, as usual, for the man. So service was over, the man got back home. And the lady decided to serve the man food. The first thing the man observed was that the lady was busy kneeling down serving the man. The man was worried. This is weird. This is unusual. I'm used to you just dropping my food on the dining and call me upstairs and say, your food is on the dining. The next thing, why the man was trying to imagine what happened in the church. They tried to play by what happened. Did I offend her? Did I preach something that this situated with her? The next thing, the woman went on her knee and said, I know every day I call you my husband, but today, you are my prophet. I can't have you and be dying in this house. And the spirit of Elijah rose up out of the belly. And the man looked at the woman and said, never again with that affliction sitting you anymore. And that was the end of that affliction to eternity. Don't be too familiar. Even you try to pray the boundary. I try to pray the boundary. Don't be too familiar. It will limit you. It will make the newcomer receive the breakthrough while you are still sitting down there getting nothing. because you are too familiar. You are too familiar. We bless already tonight. Time will fail me to continue. Let's rise. I know you want more, but let's rise. Let's rise. I love the Holy Spirit, my precious friend.